Okay, I want to get started with, and as many of you want to demute your line so we can hear you, I do want to get started because I want to get started, sorry, with the reciting of the next segment of the ICANN Attitude Mantra, or Lesson 1, as it's referred to by Marty Jeffries. And this is one of those key aspects of this mantra that, as Dennis Williams taught me years ago, that really there, to develop a key attitude in this business, you need to develop an unshakable belief. And this part of the mantra talks about that unshakable belief in the company and what it stands for. Yes, there's no such thing as a perfect company. There isn't. But I found today when I was sharing with a customer and we were talking about the KBB, I said it's in the top 10 of 50 different shakes, 50 different companies that were evaluated by an outside research group, and we made the top 10. And I said, you know, I looked at a couple of those other ones, and the price, that was not even affordable for most people's standards compared to what we have. And that's what this segment of the mantra is all about. So can we, on the count of three, those of you who are demuted, we're going to hear you the loudest. And if you want to grab your cell phone, if you need to cheat a little bit, that's fine. Okay? But again, the key is memorizing and doing the homework when it's assigned. So here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three. My ICANN
attitude only builds value in my brand.
These values substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in healthcare, making me a go-to resource for my target group. Self-care is a brand, a identification, complete wellness, total wellness, wellness home. This is, make it so it works for you. I like complete wellness because when we get our foot in the door with one product, we can come back to all the rest. And that's really what it comes down to, because those of us who have the complete wellness, the wellness home package, we understand the value in everything working synergistically together. So, I want to hear from, let's see, I'm looking back at who was with us 2 weeks ago, and I trust everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day and all that. Why don't we start off tonight with observations from Lesson 6? What did you learn, what did you glean most from it that just totally blew you away?
Well, Dan?
Yes.
I really liked where it said the biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand, we listen to reply. And that's something I know I need to work on. And that just hit me really, really hard. I thought that was a good statement.
Mm-hmm. All right, give us an example of how you heard that. Now you're aware of it. It's like when you learn things about anything, and you could pick any example known to man, like learning how to mow grass properly. There are wrong ways to mow grass, believe it or not. Or learning how to wash clothes. If you're in college, you just throw every color into one load. After a couple cycles, everything starts looking the same, all the same colors. But now that you're aware of that, give us an example. What we understand what it means to you, and it really made sense, but how can you change from here going forward, listening to understand versus listening to respond?
Well, I think just really concentrating on what the person is saying and you know, just looking in their eye and really listening. I know sometimes it's so easy just to keep thinking of things, you know, I want to say. But just keep listening as much as the person can.
And there's nothing wrong. I know some people, this kind of rubs them the wrong way, but I think for the masses, there's nothing wrong with phrases like, so what I heard you say was, boom.
Yes, that's a really good example.
Because when somebody says to you, like I did it the wrong way today, meeting somebody for the first time, and she started down a laundry list of problems, I heard what she said, and I immediately just jumped into storytelling, which is what I enjoy doing, basically to validate, you know, establishing exactly what we just recited, that my I Can attitude establishes value. But I do that with stories. And too many stories is not good, because as I told Rita earlier today, I said I could hear Marty Jeffries in my head saying, don't answer the question that hasn't been asked. Because in my mind, I'm thinking about exactly what you're saying, what to say. What else? What else do we learn from lesson 6?
This may go along with that, but the part that listen for what we hear they need, and to make it a habit to listen for what would be of interest to them and provide information about that. And what I think I tend to do is maybe provide information about that, but then I keep going. And it becomes too much to take in. And that's not what they're asking for. They want that part of what their need is.
Here's something that those of you who've known me a while, I've said this many, many, many times before, working with 11 and 12-year-olds, sixth graders. I did it all through high school and then after college in an outdoor school, out in camp type settings. The average 11, 12-year-old, a sixth grader, can only process and comprehend 10 new words or concepts per day. That's it. So take somebody who's 2, 3, 4 times that age or older, who's not in school. They're not used to learning new things every single day. And if they're a typical person, they don't read much. They get all their news source via a screen. There's nothing wrong with it. That's just the way it is. So you take that person and give me an example of what you were just talking about. Give us an example of providing a solution and thinking about something else and providing too much. And I'll show you what a typical customer or a client, what's going through their mind. So give me an example. Let's say we're chatting and we know each other, and I said, you know, my feet are always killing me. And let's assume you're going to tell me about the insoles, but then where would you go next?
Well, Van, we have these amazing, incredible Dynaflux, super energized insoles that use the earth energy. It also has this ceramic fiber technology built right in there, and it will give you what
okay. you need. Suzanne, you're making this too easy on me. Way, way, way too easy. See, you lost me at I heard the word Dynaflux, and I'm thinking dynamite, you know, from the Jetsons, or I'm thinking flux, like a flux capacitor from Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. That's where I tuned out, right there. So,
me too.
So I think the point that we can drive home is really let's slow down, and you know, and I think Linda Morris did a beautiful job of explaining that. Let's slow down so we can speed up. Listening for success, we see that over and over and over again. Excellent, excellent example. What else from lesson six?
I'm guilty. It's not about thinking. It's about acting and doing.
Mm-hmm. And give us an example.
Let me get you off of 15 minutes. My speakerphone cuts me out sometimes.
Okay.
You're good. I can think and analyze a whole lot of things, but I don't know how to do it. Or I may have all the right answers, but if I don't go and follow up with those solutions of talking to people or presenting the information to them, it doesn't help me. It doesn't help them either.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say, I know I did right today, but I did incredibly wrong, is the gal that I never met before at the nail salon, which I know I did it wrong because my wife just texted me a few minutes ago to go get her feet done, to get a pedicure. And the owner of the store, when she came in, she said, and I'm sure it was in a Vietnamese accent, something like this, your husband talked too much. Something like that. I'm pretty sure that's the way Vivian would have said it. He talked to everyone. Something along that line. That's my best Vietnamese impersonation I can do, all right? But what I did do right, I know I did, is that when I gave the gal my card, I said, if you'll email me, I'd like to just email you a short, it's 4-minute video that explains these insoles way better than I could. And if she does, in fact, email me, because this is the gal that produced a laundry list of things that were wrong with her as well as her husband, I said, you know, these might help. And she said something about, you know, knees hurting. And I said, you know, my grandmother was able to avoid a knee replacement. I'm not saying that's going to happen to everybody, but it sure worked great for her. So
I may have been.
Go ahead.
I had a cold contact yesterday that I have a sign on my car, and they asked me what knee scan was. So I carry things around with me, and I was traveling cross country, so I knew the potential of ever seeing him again. So I shared, you know, my cardboard little, you know, the 5x7s on the waterfalls, and I kind of gave him a few samples, but I also went through the catalog with him because he kept asking questions. And I know I got excited, and he said, well, I like people to get excited when they're trying to or believe in their business. So I couldn't keep my mouth closed is what my problem is, and I guess I didn't listen as much, but he said yes, yes, and so when he kept saying yes, yes, I kept adding more and more. So is that bad altogether, too? Because I know it says listen more than you talk. So we were just outside talking.
I don't know if we want to answer your question of is that bad. Where did you end up with the person, with the gentleman?
I gave him some samples, and I gave him my business card. I gave him, I also told him to go to, I had the booklet about not, it's a choice, it's not my chance. Not my chance, it's my choice. And I told him also to go to the YouTube and that, you know, a couple of individuals that he can pull up and actually get more information from them also. Because he said he liked to learn new information. I said, these two are, and I was talking about Dave Johnson and Gary Linder, that would be able to, you know, give him even more information.
Okay, so how do you follow up with him now?
Yeah, I can't. He has my information, but I don't have his.
And that's what you and I both did wrong. I'm going to beat up on myself just a little bit. I'm not going to beat up on you, but I will beat up on myself because at 2.5 decades or a quarter of a century, I know better. I know better that for my brother and I's sheet metal business, I handed the guy a card when I first got to his house to give him an estimate on replacing all his gutters. While we were standing there, one of his neighbors came over walking her dog, and she said, oh, my husband and I were talking about gutters the other day. He whips out my business card and hands it to his neighbor. He said, Vance, you'll give me another one, right? I'm going, I wanted to give him a kiss. him. It's like, he's doing my job for me. I mean, this is two houses for the... A typical house, profit-wise, for my brother and I is... I don't even know how to even calculate that, but it's a lot of money, a lot of income. And I thought, this is great. But in this industry, in Nikken, if we don't get their information and we don't have an opportunity to follow up, chances are that out of sight, out of mind, we may lose them. But at the same time, then we can spend a lot of time praying and saying, okay, God, we need divine intervention. You've got to make that person hurt even worse so they'll call me. No, I don't pray that way. That would be bad, right? Okay. No, I'm just kidding around here. But in all seriousness, it's one of those things that getting their information so we can follow up is crucial. And that's part of listening. And then writing it down or saying, hey, do you text? Can I text you my contact file? And if you have an iPhone, a Droid, or whatever device you have, you should have already created by now. And if you haven't, take the time to create a contact file of your own information with your email, with your phone number, with your address, everything you have. And when somebody says, oh, yeah, I text. Oh, well, let me just text you my contact file so you have my information. I already gave you a card, but let me just text this to you. And that way, if it's okay, that way I have your phone number, and I can follow up after you've had a chance to look at this information. Most people will say, oh, absolutely. Well, then you've got their contact information. Kind of a by default. I got a text today from a gal that I met on Saturday at the breakfast. And she apologized for not texting me back immediately after I sent her my information. And I said, no worries. And then I sent her the information that she wanted on water. 24 years young and has scoliosis. And she's wanting to know if these products can help. So, but I heard that when I first met her a couple weeks ago. Anything else from Lesson 6?
Sam, I just want to chime in and say the other excellent thing about texting your information to somebody else, when they put your name in with your number, that is great because they won't think you're a telemarketer when their number reappears and you're following up with them because your name will pop up. But very often when we get calls that we don't recognize, we don't answer it and we think it is a telemarketer and won't even answer.
Yeah. And I have something. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you finished.
Nope. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, the nugget that I got from Six, this is Ann, is that our products are so unique. That's the challenge, but that's the advantage. And it kind of makes it a challenge then to, I hear that in my head. People look at us like, what is this stuff? But it's like no one else's. So, when I hear Marty saying things like that in my head, it diffuses my anxiety about approaching someone.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way of looking at it. And they need to be demonstrated. That's one of the key things that if you can take the time to demonstrate, and if you don't have a really fun energy test format that you use, take some time to develop that. And we could dedicate a whole evening just talking about the multitude of different energy tests, because it's one thing to talk until we're blue in the face, and we can recite, as Suzanne did a few minutes ago, you know, the Dynaflux and the negative ions and the earth technologies and da-da-da-da and all this other stuff. And we lose people really quick. There are some folks that are really into earth energy, and you'll be able to speak their language. But most of us, as wellness consultants, we've read a lot, we've learned a lot. Some of us have even studied how these products work, and most people don't care about that.
Vance, this is Pat Kelly.
Go ahead.
I was at a presentation by Paul Calloway, and he had me put my fingers in the pie water.
Mm-hmm.
And then did the strength test. He had done it before and then after. I was astounded at the difference in just having wet fingers from the Pi Mag water.
Why, and would you take the time to explain that? And or if I ask you, wait, how come I'm stronger when my fingers are wet with that water? How would you explain that?
I think I wouldn't explain it. I said, you know, when I turn on a light, I don't care how it happens. I just like that it's lit. So when I'm stronger because I put my fingers in this thing, I said, that's the water for me.
And I can speak for a fact that I know if Al Thornton was on the line with us tonight, he could share a thing or two about how the shower head impacts his hips.
Really?
And I can tell you from my own experience in pulling my back way out of whack last week and using CM cream, duct tape, MagFlex, everything I could throw at it, what made it feel the best was that understanding underneath that shower head. It just, I mean, within seconds, it's like something was going on. And so there's something about having water flow over your body that's been altered with our technology.
That's true, Vance. Vance?
Thank you, Al.
How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Listen, I would take a shower, and if my hip and everything, and I walk with a limp, but after I take that shower, man, I get out, I'm good to go for a little while anyway. And I was going to a chiropractor, and he was going through all his changes, and I'd always tell him, man, I take a shower and I feel much better. And I do those exercises and I feel worse. So he just looked at me real funny. He didn't say anything, but it's something about the water that penetrates at the cellular level that gives it something to just give you a little more relaxed or muscle or something. But anyway, that was my experience. I think everybody's different, so I really don't know. But that was my experience. And I used to tell the chiropractor every week, I mean, I said, man, I just feel better when I take a shower. And but I've learned that doing the variety of exercise you talked about, some of them work better than others, and I would utilize the one that worked the best, that was more effective. But the water, I mean, that's a big plus. If I'm going out, in fact, if I'm going out later and I don't want to have the limp, I just take a quick shower, and that would always just help. And you can also, I also put, every morning, I also put on CM cream, too.
Mm-hmm.
So all that works together.
Which, by the way, I don't want to lose this point, but I also don't want to deviate so much on product results and testimonies, because all of us could go on and on and on about this. Reed and I were talking about this earlier today. You can apply CM cream right out of the shower or the bath, and within a few minutes put the duct right over it. At least it works for me on a joint, on the lower back, on an elbow, on a shoulder. But maybe it's just my skin type. I don't know. And so I would recommend that. And then once the tape is on, you obviously can't rub CM cream on top of the tape. Well, I guess you could, but it gets to be kind of messy. But on that area, rubbing it on either side of it, especially when the skin is warm, it really, really absorbs in and does a fantastic job. I'm curious, going back to lesson six, and maybe this is just a Vance thing, but the one statement that stood out, and I may have morphed it a little bit, but the quote, fixed expectations are a down payment on disappointment.
Yeah.
And although it's great to have expectations that person is going to register as a customer, they're going to buy the whole entire wellness home, or this person's going to register as a customer and they're going to buy a power chip. Either way, having a fixed expectation of what they're going to do really is a down payment on disappointment. And I think that was referenced, Marty referenced that from an uncle or a grandfather or a father or somebody influential in his life said that, or was a mentor, I can't remember the person. But it's really, really true. I think we should go in expecting that we are an ambassador of hope for people. However, knowing exactly what they're going to do or what they want, we don't until we have that dialogue and when we listen and when we find out, because we don't know.
Dan?
Yes?
This goes with what I was going to bring up. It's Suzanne. Towards the bottom of page 5, it talks about we are a 21st century store, a virtual store. And it talks about that we might be the only person that ever shares Nikan with someone. And when I think about that, you know, I go, okay. So then it goes on to talk about entering the store that, to your delight, only displays what you would find interesting and just a little bit more. So I think that that's a great visual for me, because I know whenever we do like a, you know, an event somewhere, a health event or whatever, you know, we always put out a bunch of stuff and then take stuff away because you don't want to overwhelm people. And same thing, you know, with what you say, but to, you know, to just give them just enough, not overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. Tell a story, make a point. Make a point, tell a story, vice versa, then pause. I have it down in my notes, we need to pause to discern the understanding of our customer. Because, and I do this with Addy, I don't think we could get away with an adult. But I often catch myself saying, now Addy, what did you hear me say? Because she's 8. Because when I'm asking her to do something, like go get ready for bed, there's only 3 things she needs to do. Go to the bathroom, get her PJs on, take care of her teeth. That's it. That's all I really wanted to do. But that can lead into like a 45-minute process because she didn't understand my directive. So I find myself, hey, Addy, did you hear me when I said get ready for bed? So we wouldn't say that as directly like that to a customer, but figure out a way to make that work. Because if they get that glossed over look, then we kind of missed it. Our job is to inspire people with an assortment of products that they're not familiar with. That's rule number 4 of that customer survey that they took of over 10,000 people. Well, that's easy with Nikan, because we got a lot of stuff that's very innovatively unique. Anyone got anything else on Lesson 6? Because I do want to, there's a few people that have not had the opportunity to share their elevator pitch, or maybe you want to, your elevator speech, excuse me. I don't like the word pitch. Or is anyone that has had the opportunity to tweak it, would you like to share it again? Very quiet. Okay. One other thing that I want to mention, and Larry and I were talking about this, I think last Friday or Saturday, and with our last session, I think it was our last session, Larry brought up a really, really good sales tip, and that was his goal is always to get 3 yeses, at least 3 yeses. That can be as simple as, you know, Carol, when we were chatting the other day, I think you'll remember this, but you said that your feet, by the end of the day, are always, was the word you used, they just are in agony? Yes, that's exactly what I said. Okay, there's one yes. Well, Carol, would you be open if I could show you what I discovered a few years ago that's been a wonderful blessing to so many people? Would you be open to a solution that would just simply slide right in your shoes to maybe help offset some of that agony? I don't know how Carol would say no to that. And then, well, could I show you in a few seconds right here how quickly they'll impact your body? Well, there's a third yes. Really simple tactic. However, it keeps us into what William Todd keeps reminding us of. We don't do negative. Well, if we're getting yeses, then we're not in the no category, which means we're definitely in the positive. So, that's all I wanted to cover tonight. Any other last minute additions from the group? Or questions? Comments? Concerns?
I like that in making me talk less, I listen more, and the prospect talks more. I was really surprised when I was talking to a lady, and I thought the issue was her husband. But because I just listened, and I went, oh, my, wow. That was all I did. By the time she finished, she had covered things that she needed help for with herself, her husband, and her mother. And I would not have known that had I gone down a rabbit trail on just her husband. That was the one I thought she was interested in.
In the country of Sweden, and I know I've shared this before, yeah, I didn't see this. I didn't observe this the first time I went to Sweden, but the last time I went, which was several years ago, the wonderful Gold Wellness Consultant that hosted me, Anna, and her husband, Friedrich, when you talk to her, and it was common amongst a lot of the Swedes that I noticed the second trip, they would look at you and the head would tip back a little bit and then they would take a gasp of air. It would sound like this. When you said something to them, they would acknowledge by going, ah, it's like, oh, we would say, oh, or oh goodness, or hmm. But exactly what you just said, Sandra, it's not really a word, it's just an expression. Convey to them that you're listening. And so they know that. It's a little more challenging to do that via text, okay, or via Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Way easier to do it in person. But I remember coming home from that trip from Sweden, I thought, and I found myself doing it. That was the scary thing, the funny thing of the trip. I did it for months. I'm not Swedish, okay? I'm 75% German. But I found myself doing that in response as people were talking. I would just... And I think, I don't know who caught me on it one time, and they're like, why are you doing that? So I'm like, you know, I really don't know. Oh, I observed that when I was in Sweden. It was a non-verbal communication tool. So maybe we'll find something that works for us that we can, you know, listen twice as much. Use our ears in concordance the way God gave them to us with our mouth and see what happens. And in repeating what people say, just so we have 100% clarification, it'll keep us from going down the wrong trail. So, I was going to have it right here at my fingertips, and I don't, but I can pull it up in a matter of seconds. The next lesson. Nope. Whoops. Went to the wrong screen. I'm sorry. Where did we go? There it is. Lesson 7 is acting on new ideas. There are 3 things in here that we will add to memorizing the 5th part of the mantra. The fifth part of the mantra is my I can attitude allows my customers, or I got it all messed up. Usually I had that. I think he's got it down there. He does not have that down here. Memorize and understand the three P's. And they are, it's not personal, it's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. And Marty will expand on that. This again is lesson 7. And then I don't see where he asks us to memorize from the original mantra. If I can say memorize and send follow-up to all customers. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. How many of us are getting the report? And maybe I shouldn't ask it this way. Maybe I should just ask of the group for someone to share. Part of these assignments each week are either to develop a customer or develop an auto ship customer. Somebody who's been able to do that when it was assigned, do you want to share that success story, please?
You mean how the principle of the lesson was used for us personally to list an authorship?
Yeah, or a customer, either or both. Yes, that's what I was looking for.
This is Dee, and I worked at a deacon table at an autism conference in my area. A week and a half ago half a week, and ended up with 2 new customers through that, and have follow-ups to do with some people, because when I followed up the first time, they had either just gotten back home because they drove, you know, from the East Coast to the Midwest or whatever. So there may be more evolving from that, and one was actually a doctor who was a presenter, and she had gotten the pillow, the sports bottle insoles. It said, you know, if they are helpful for her, she'll definitely refer to me. So, and I did say, well, I know you're very busy, but, you know, we have quite a number of doctors who are part of us who are also consultants, so, you know, just throw that out there. So who knows where that will go, but, and then in the last week, I ended up getting 2 customers that just found the Nikon site, and I ended up getting assigned to them, or they assigned to me, so that was a fun treat.
That does make it fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the rhyme or the reason of how Nikon's computer works that way, and if that's going to continue or what that is all mean. I have requested of Jeff Isom, we've talked about this on more than one occasion, I have requested, so if this doesn't, if you're not in this category, don't, if it does go into motion, if it is implemented, you can blame me, all right, but there's a motivation behind it, and that is my request to Jeff is, why can't those customers be randomly assigned to those of us who are meeting the quality enrollment qualifications every single month? That for 2 reasons. One, people who are quality enrolled consistently on a regular basis, they're actively building. So
mm-hmm.
You're going to have a better success ratio of them managing or taking care of a customer that comes to Nikon. But then secondly, it's a nice little reward. It's a nice little, you know, attaboy, attagirl.
Mm-hmm.
And because if the 2 people that I followed up with, both last Thursday, as a matter of fact, 2 different customers, one I saw in person, one I talked to on the phone, and they said, you know, I just need to order. I said, can I help you with that order? One was for a waterfall, one's for the air unit. And I did the math really quickly in my head. Those two items together, that's more than the quality enrollment qualification. That's way more than 500 points. And I thought, if I could get both of these people to pull the trigger, but I don't want to pester them. One was ready to give me his credit card as I was walking across the parking lot. I should have went and got a stick or a rock and just scribbled his name in the pavement or on the sidewalk with his credit card number, but I didn't have anywhere to write it down. And I couldn't figure out how to talk to him and do that on my cell phone at the same time. But I should have said, hey, let me call you right back, and I'll find something to write it down. But I did take a suggestion that I learned from one of you years ago. Hey, Daryl, can you just take a picture of your credit card and then text it to me and send me the verification on the back, the three digits? Because that way you have all the information from the front. And he said, well, Vance, is that really secure? I said, oh, it's very secure. I don't know. I've never heard of anybody doing that and it not being secure. And I said, I guarantee you, that way it gets deleted. I'll just delete the photo afterwards. Delete our communication, our text communication, then it's gone. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't I just, I'll call you later today. Well, that call never happened. So it's my responsibility. And as soon as I get done talking with, I just lost your name. Oakland. Oakland, California. Dola? Was it?
Lola?
Sorry, I was close. Okay.
Is that Lola?
Lola, yes. After we finish chatting tonight, Lola, he's the next person on my list to call.
Okay.
Because I want to get that order in.
All right.
I want to get out the door. And I don't know if Larry's still on the phone. Larry Hafner, are you still with us? Speaking of which, because Larry shared with me a wonderful testimony last week about his wife and the air unit, and they have used everything that Nikon has in their arsenal. And he called me last week and said, Vance, I borrowed that air unit from your mom, and now I'm going to have to buy one because, and I don't want to steal his thunder, so we'll save that for another day.
No, I'm here, Vance. Yeah.
How did you describe it? Was that, did you say that was the icing on top, or?
I'll make this as brief as possible, but it's I'm glad you asked me to share that, because I was going to say that sometimes our own experience with the products is a great way to promote someone or promote your invitational part of inviting someone to look a little further, because I've had several people ask how Pat was doing, because she was having so much trouble with allergies that we had gone to the doctor over after she was just coughing her head off and couldn't sleep and go off sleep coughing, and then she also had another issue going on. It's been there for years with her hip, and it's bursitis. It's not a joint problem. And when I went to the fireman's breakfast the other morning, like you did, I found people that we mutually knew were saying, well, how's Pat doing? Because she was working. So they figured she was still feeling bad. So it gave me an opportunity to say, no, she's not. And you know what really fixed it? And then I just very shortly give them a brief of what was going on. And I think it kind of opened the eyes of a couple of people there. It made a lot of sense to people once they get a personal thing, because they knew how bad she was hurting. But anyway, back to the air system. We had tried a whole bunch of medical stuff that the doctor had recommended. 3 or 4 days later, she still wasn't showing significant improvement, and one was cough medicine, another was Sudafed, another was, there was one other thing that she was doing. Oh, she got a cortisone shot for the first time ever in her hip, and it wasn't helping a whole lot. And we used the duct tape and the night chip, the 50-cent piece, and put it on her hip right on the point of biggest problem. And literally, long story short, within very gradually, over 3 to 4 days, it got to the point where she wasn't limping anymore. She's not complaining about it anymore. And it's the first time literally in 5 years. And then the allergy issue, we had this magnetic pillow, the new style, sitting in the spare room, because we've got the $1,800 worth of topper and throw on her bed, and I figured if that don't work, nothing will work, you know, and the Kinko Touch wasn't helping. And for the sinuses, by the way, I mean, I had used the Kinko Touch, and it cleared my sinuses up, but it wasn't helping hers. And put her on the magnetic pillow for 3 nights, and now she's sleeping perfect. And I'd say, good Lord, maybe you don't need to spend $1,500, $1,600. Sometimes it's the simple things that work, you know, and that's what really got me. Anyway, sorry it's so long. But.
No. That's I love the way you tagged in there, because between Larry and Pat and Denny and Char and Vance and Stacy, I don't think we're ever going to convert all of the residents of Corbett, Oregon. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But if nothing else, they will all know where we stand on utilizing these products. And they probably just will write us off as a bunch of crazies. And that's okay. Because the longer we're in this, and the more strong we're going to get, and the more passionate we're going to get. And I watched several of those people at that breakfast that you and I were at together. I watched them when I got a little bit stronger, a little more passionate. They gave me that look, just like Marty talks about, and I think it was two lessons ago. You mean you put a magnet in your shoe and your headache went away? Actually, that was the last lesson, wasn't it? Lesson number
five. Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's going right over people's heads. They just can't believe it. But let me finish with this, and this is something Herb Rapp shared on the Nikan prayer call this morning. He said it was kind of an addendum at the very end, and he simply said it this way. He said, I found that when introducing people to Nikan, he said, I found myself saying this more often than not. Well, you know, when God created the earth, he put all these wonderful technologies into it. And when we make contact with the earth, the magnetics and the sun, the light energy, and then the horizontal energies, and then good clean light, he said, it's all out there, but we spend too much of our time indoors. So we're not getting all these benefits from it. Well, that's what these products are, and that's what they do. And Herb shared, he said, I hadn't done this in a while, or maybe he'd never done it, but he said, people really understand that, oh, that does make sense, because something's going to resonate with them, that, oh, yeah, when we go camping, or when we travel, when we go hiking, or we go kayaking, all these different things, when you're in connection with the earth, we draw that energy. And most of us, unfortunately, are don't have that opportunity to get out there and enjoy it. So, just another little tip.
Yeah, Vance, one thing, I kind of totally lost the punchline when you led in with the filter. I just want to say something about the filter that, you know, it cleared me up the first night, because it's only meant for a bedroom-sized room, but I didn't have the severe problem my wife had. I had a mild one. But it cleared me up the first night. But it took like 5 nights in a row before it really started working with her. And yes, the filter did help. It did help. And that's a pretty neat system. It's too bad they're not continuing it. But there's enough of them left. If you guys are interested in one, I'd highly recommend it for sinus issues or allergies.
Well, that's the beauty of it is the one that you bought for Mom, I believe, that's the older one. The newer one, the Oopa, I sound like an Oopa Loompa from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But the, is it Oopa?
Oopa,
ULPA. It's even better than the one you borrowed, Larry.
Yeah, okay.
When they run out, we don't know any word on that. And by the way, this is speculation only, and we need to finish with this. Mr. Tom Watanabe, Mr. Kurt Foley, and Mr. Jeff Isom are all in Asia right now. So we don't know what that's all about, but I'm thinking some good things are going to come out of it. For sure. So, thank you, everybody. I can't encourage you enough to do the homework. And for those of you who wanted to share, but you missed the point about muting yourself or demuting yourself, this is a participation call. So please If you didn't have a chance to share, be ready next week. I know there's other people who are on the line who need to, but please, as you listen to the lesson, as you listen to lesson number 7, it's not personal, it's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. Those three should be memorized, and each time you listen to it, make some notes, okay? That whether you write them down or put them in your phone or whatever you have to do, but think about what you're learning from it each and every time you listen to it. And then as well, memorize that 5th aspect of the I Can mantra, which is, I just brought it up here so we could think, my attitude will help my I Can attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the 5 pillars, showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness they require to advance. So if at all possible, please memorize that. So have a great evening, everybody, and Nola. Lola from Oakland, if you can stay on.
Yes.